Hello and welcome back to another episode of Around the World in 30 Minutes. A pandemic has recently been sweeping the world off their feet, but only a few seem to have stood up again. The coronavirus, I'm sure, is all you have been hearing for the past 2 weeks. But in this episode, we'll be going over the virus as a whole, what countries have succeeded, what countries have failed, and what countries are failing to believe to what they can do to save their own people. Let's start off with some background information. Now, the virus has started in Wuhan, China, with some experiments and some Chinese scientists and a lot of procedures going wrong. The virus has currently affected 198 territories and countries, and that number is only going up. But some, like Papua New Guinea, has only one case and zero deaths. But others, like Spain, has nearly 75,000 cases and over 5,000 deaths. And these numbers do not seem like they're going to go down at any time soon. Everyone all over the world is going into lockdown and collectively losing their minds from boredom and the need for sunlight and activity. Some are doing their part and donating as much as they can, or making sure they stay at home to stop the spread of the virus and to help everyone at risk. But others are not doing so. Others are saying, "I don't care. If I die, I die." And they do whatever they want and act like it's a normal time. But what they need to realize is that it's not. Agencies all over the world, such as the CDC, has been putting out as much information as possible. But as the fear and panic has been going around the world, the equipment we all need is going down as well. Hand sanitizer and Kleenex wipes are going down in stock in every store around the country. Some are even capitalizing on this and selling their pieces of hand sanitizer for $122 for a small bottle. But others are having to live on the street, hoping that they don't catch what might be their doom. The virus is only going to get worse, as it's already mutated and it's going to mutate again. But scientists are working as fast as possible to save as many lives as they can. Prevention techniques and cures have been showing promising effects in early stages, but there's still nothing definite, so as of now, we need to quarantine and trust the doctors to do their jobs, something that we can only do if we cooperate and make sure everyone is rational when it comes to certain things like buying equipment and when it comes to certain things like making sure they get tested if they think they have the symptoms, and especially social distancing and quarantining. Countries that have not been terribly hit yet have a luxury, the luxury of which they can learn from the successes and failures of others, and they can implement those into their own country to find the perfect middle ground that will save them from the thousands and the hundreds of thousands of deaths seen all around the world, devastating families upon families, taking loved ones away. But if we want to start and look at the failures around the world, there's no better place to start than Spain and Italy. These two countries alone have created over half the fatalities all over the world. Italy has the highest number of deaths per million residents, which is surprising because of the small population they have and the small country they have. But of course, they are at a few disadvantages. They got unlucky in a few cases, one of them being the location. They're very close to China, and them being a coast country means they have a lot of incoming ships and also a lot of incoming planes, being a major capital of the world. A lot of planes go through their country, and a lot of planes stop and go into Asia, where the coronavirus has been seen highly. So Italy definitely is put at a disadvantage. Another source for disadvantage of them is being one of the first countries outside of China to get the coronavirus. The Italian health ministry was prepared for this, or so they thought. they had a task force to prepare for the coronavirus a month before they had their first official case. But as it was their peak influenza season, experts say they had cases much before that, but they didn't know it and only treated them as if it was the seasonal flu. And this allowed for the virus to get around much quicker, as what they thought was definitely not true, and the medicine and treatment given did not help at all. Italy is also different than a lot of other countries in the fact that they have one of the oldest populations in the world. And them having such an above average elderly population, battling a virus that attacks the respiratory system puts them at a clear disadvantage. Countries have looked to Italy and looked to the programs they have to see what they can do. But Italy did not have this luxury, especially with only having to look at China, a country that is very secretive and a country that has made it their best to make sure they don't look bad. Italy really had to fend for themselves, but has been giving a lot of support from other countries around the world. Now, let's move on to one of the most successful when it came to handling the virus, that being of which, ironically, China. The first case of the virus was in Wuhan, China, but as they did start the outbreak around the world, they got hit the hardest first. But they've done an amazing job handling it, and they are now third in the total cases around the world over the history of the virus. Because it came from China first, the virus got a nickname of the Chinese virus from a few political figures such as President Donald Trump. But in recent days, they have been having significantly small number of new cases compared to other major countries like France, Germany, and the United States. But the question is, why? Why has China been handling this so well? What policies have they been doing that's been working? And what should other countries take from that? When China got its first cases in Wuhan, it spread throughout the country super quick, but they were effectively able to suppress it through one major source, that being transportation. They knew that keeping people where they were and not letting them move around would stop those who were affected to get more and more effective. And this has seemed to be one of the best strategies across the world and has effectively suppressed the virus in their own country. They shut off roads, trains, flights, and buses. It's something that no one else has even attempted to do. And we can see it majorly paying off in China. They had a no-nonsense policy for the 760 million people that made up half the country's population to stay home and to make sure they do not go out unless it is for food or for medical help, something that a lot of countries are trying to implement today, but none are going to the extremity of China. But like I said, it can be seen as extreme, but the moral question is, does it matter to be that extreme when you're saving thousands of lives? If you can see another country do something like this and it working, why aren't you? Of course, there are differences in the government and the way it works. But if we can't get a consensus, how is there any surety that it will stop in your country? Something that China has come to a clear conclusion on at the very beginning, something that's paid off majorly for the country. But if we look at some of the major differences between Italy and China, we see again one major one, that of being transportation. China turned off all transportation, not only internal within their own country, but they also took it off with countries going out, so they didn't affect by more people coming into their country. But Italy did not have this, and with another country outside of themselves being effective, Italy was at a clear disadvantage because people coming in from China could affect them, but people going out from Italy didn't have that problem, and China didn't have that problem of incoming visitors because no one else had that coronavirus, so China had a clear advantage and knew how to deal with it. Italy, in fact, did not turn off all transportation. while they did have the Italian health ministry prepare the task force, that task force talked about stopping flights to go out and to go in. So not only would they protect themselves, they would protect those around them. But this policy did not work and was not nearly as tight as it could have been. They still let a lot of flights go in and out of the country, and they still let a lot of flights go through the country, which would mean people would get off the flight onto the airports and still affecting hundreds of thousands of Italians, something that they do seem to regret today. Italy also did not do much transportation bans within their own country. Italy had almost nothing to stop the transportation of the coronavirus inside their own country, something that was the biggest mistake that they have made. While China shut off all the roads, trains, flights, and buses within themselves, Italy did not do any of that. And with one effective person in Italy going around, they could easily transport it to lots, especially with Italy being a much smaller country than China. It was a lot easier for it to go around the people. And for that, they have, like I've said, had the most amount of people per million of their residents have tested positive for the coronavirus because they did not effectively suppress it within themselves. And these are some of the major reasons why Italy, having only 4% of the population of China, currently has 4,000 more deaths than China. It's completely disproportionate, and we see that what the government does majorly affects the coronavirus, and it's something that countries all over the world are looking to fix. And Italy and China are two of the biggest examples to see what and what not to do. But let's move on to another major country that's been heavily affected by the coronavirus, that being America. America has not been handling the coronavirus all too well. They're bringing in more new cases of the coronavirus than any other country by a gigantic margin, bringing in over 10,000 more cases than the country behind them. They also currently hold the most total cases out of any country all over the history of the virus. We could say, and some argue, that because America is such a big country and such a hot spot for the world, that it's fair and that it shouldn't be seen as the government's fault for why they have so many cases, but that is completely wrong. Of course they have such a big population, but what the government does and the governmental lacking of policies is what led it to get so big. China is a bigger country and has more population than America, but when we see them having less cases than America, we can definitely see it has an effect on what the government does and what the how good the people respond to it. Because the government is not putting people in jail. The government is not using their force to make people stay in place. And again, as American government could see this as immoral, the Chinese government sees this as tactical. And it's the reason they have so little cases. The country of America is running out of sanitary materials all over the country, and even hospitals are running out of masks. Almost every school is online, and every employee that can work from home is. But the country is still being terribly effective. Why? It has an international travel ban that we've never seen before. But as we've seen it in Italy and seen it in China, we see that the implementation and the stricter the policy, the better it does. Originally, America had a travel ban of not letting citizens go in or out from any country other than Canada, but it has recently closed its borders with Canada, locking people in the massive country it is. But the effects go far beyond the cases, because the inter-country travel is still not as locked down as it should be, and as many believe it should be. Again, like we've seen in Italy lacking this before, the American government has realized that inter-country travel is major, and because of that, they're starting to lock down major highways and starting to lock down interstate borders to keep people as quarantined as possible. They're saying that there should be no meetings of people over 10, but of course, they have no police force enforcing this, so it's all their word against ours. but the effects go far beyond the cases. Many employees have been laid off because of the local businesses not being able to bring in enough money with the reduced customers they're getting. And this most surely affects the food companies. Nationwide, countrywide, local, and even worldwide, food chains are not getting nearly the same revenue as they've been seeing a month or two ago because people are majorly scared of getting the virus through food. As we see, ingestion of the virus is one of the biggest ways it can affect you terribly. We can definitely see that people are trying to stay home and get as many groceries as possible while they can so they won't have to go out to eat. But multiple restaurants are having to even close their dine-in services and move to a takeout because of the people that won't go. They're trying to get as many dollars as they possibly can. Like I've stated, people are being laid off, and the government has recently affected this. The coronavirus stimulus bill in America is one of the biggest emergency package aid that the U.S. history has ever seen, and it has been recently passed and is aimed to bring back the economy to the state it was just a while ago, as it's been dropping, especially with the stock market dropping and that being affected because of the coronavirus. The government is trying to do as much as they can. The main aim for it is to get as many people as possible, especially American workers, small businesses, and industries most hurt in this time of crisis, to get as much money as possible. The bill gives direct financial assistance to the Americans in the forms of checks, and the amount that each person get is based on their income and their marital status. The bill is also giving millions and millions of dollars to hard-hit hospitals, some being small local hospitals and others being nationwide major hospitals, both of which are running out of materials and are resorting to people donating their masks that have not been used, their gloves that have not been used, their sanitary objects that have not been used, so they can affect and implement as many tests as possible. The government is also trying to get as many tests to these hospitals because of the amount of people coming in. Major hospitals are even holding drive-through testing centers and are holding as many places to be tested as possible. But lots of places have had to shut down because of the lack of income and the lack of materials that they have now. Lots are criticizing the government, especially President Trump, as he could have known about this virus since January, but did not take the necessary precautions. But others are blessing him for how quickly he's been able to move this bill. But this isn't the first time the bill tried to move past. This is the third attempt of moving the bill past Congress and the Senate and getting the president to finally sign off. And major arguments between the Democrats and Republicans on the field have stopped this bill from going through two times, because as many Democrats such as Nancy Pelosi have stated, the Republican bill just didn't do enough and had a lot of holes. Even President Trump stated that businesses could easily take advantage of the money they're giving, and instead of helping their employees, they could just take the money and put it into stocks and help the business get up, but not help the employees that have been laid off. But after some quick revision, the bill has gone out and millions are being helped because of it. Everyone is hoping this will help the struggling country. And as of now, the implementations and the things that the government is doing, it seems like it will. And everyone is staying hopeful for the future of their nation. But when we look to the world as a whole, the irony in the situation that we look at is who started it. We must look to who started it, which was China, to help us fix it, because many can't and won't do that. But at the time that they come over their fear of looking to China is the time where this terror can end. But as of now, the most that we, the citizens, can do is to stay at home, stay clean, and stay safe. Thank you, and I'll see you all later. Happy social distancing and happy coronacation.